Today we're talking with Judy McKay, president of ASTQB, about the new ISTQB Foundation syllabus, officially the 2018 syllabus. Judy, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
I'm going to ask you, I think the easiest way to do this is just to simply ask you a few questions and we'll kind of go from there. The new syllabus, well, let's start with the easy question. When is that new foundation syllabus available?
It became available on June 4th, 2018, so it is available now.
Okay. So does that mean if exams are also available now, or are we waiting for those?
The exams are in progress, so we will have those available at the end of August. But the syllabus is available for download now off of our website. And as soon as the real exams become available, we will also have sample exams available. And the sample exams are developed by the ASTQB, so they are aligned with our real exams. So they're a great practice for getting ready for the real exam.
That's perfect. And I should note, the ASTQB sample exams are of the highest quality, as is the ASTQB exam. So that's definitely where you want to focus rather than just finding some random sample exams out there or expecting that every exam is the same. So courses, if you want to take a training course, when will the training courses be available, if you even know that?
We're expecting training courses that are accredited by the ASTQB to be available by the end of August as well. We've got several that are in for review right now, so we go through quite an extensive accreditation process to make sure that the courses align with the syllabus, that they have the right exercises, the right number of exercises, and are a good preparation basically for the exams. So it takes us a few weeks to review any course, so that's basically why we're working on those now, to have them in time for when the real exams are available as well.
One of the questions that we hear periodically is, what happens to my certification that I got with the old foundation syllabus?
So ISTQB certifications do not expire. So if you have a foundation syllabus, a foundation certification, that's good for life. However, it's always a good idea to review the new syllabi when they come out, even if you don't take the certification exam, but to read it over, see what's different, pick up some new pointers, things like that. But a certification is forever.
If someone happened to have already studied for the old exam, can they still take that? Are the old exams still available?
Yeah, the old exams will be available until June of 2019, so basically a year after the new syllabus is released. And honestly, if you have studied for the old exam, you should probably take the old exam because there are enough terminology changes and differences in the new syllabus that studying based off the old syllabus might or might not help you a lot on the new syllabus. Either way, if you've done the studying based off the old syllabus, try the sample exams for the new syllabus first before you decide which one you want to take.
Tell me, what is the difference, as much as you can characterize, between the old syllabus and the new syllabus for the foundation exam?
So the new syllabus has had a fair amount of what we're calling agilization. Basically, it's a lot of information about agile has been added around the existing contents. It's made the syllabus longer. It's now about 96 pages, where before it was about 78. So there's definitely more text in there. In specifics, so chapter 2 talks about the life cycles. A lot of text has been added in there about agile life cycles, but I want to clarify there's no learning objectives associated specifically with the agile text. Now, just to make it clear here, learning objectives are what the exam is based from. So the exam isn't based off the loose text in the syllabus. It's actually on the learning objectives. And the learning objectives are defined at the beginning of each chapter. So when you're studying for the exam, you want to look at those learning objectives and make sure that you have the level of knowledge that you need off the information that's in the syllabus. So while there's been a lot of text added around Agile, it has not substantially affected the learning objectives as well. So just a consideration there for when you're studying. But for example, chapter 2 about life cycles has gone from 9 pages to 18 pages. So quite a lot has been added in there. Chapter 3 talks about static testing. There's been more emphasis put on reviews. The review steps have changed. So the steps of a formal review, those have actually changed in names. And the section on static analysis with tools has been removed. So that is no longer part of the syllabus at all. In chapter 4, the testing techniques, it's split out the learning objectives. So now there's specific K-3 learning objectives, which means that you have to be able to apply the concept for equivalence partitioning, boundary value analysis, decision tables, and state transition. Structure-based testing, which is the part that everyone dreaded in the past, that's been lowered to only a K2 level, which means you basically need to be able to supply examples, but you don't have to actually apply the techniques. So you don't have to apply decision coverage or statement coverage. You don't have to look at, you know, samples of algorithmic code, things like that, to figure out what your decision coverage would be given a certain set of tests. So that has been basically lowered from a K3 to a K2 level of knowledge. The information's still in there. It's just changed the level of coverage that will happen in the exam. Now, before you say, ooh, I'm going to wait for the new exam, that's really not very many questions either on the old exam, so I wouldn't sweat that one too much. Chapter 5, test management, that's actually been reduced quite a bit. 7 of the learning objectives have been removed. Incident management has been renamed to defect management, which is more standard in the industry, quite frankly. So since we call them defects or bugs anyway, I think it makes it a little bit more clear that way. And the tools chapter, chapter 6, really hasn't changed much at all. So that's kind of the overall of the syllabus. Now, the big changes actually have occurred in the glossary. There were about 170-some terms that changed definitions. Some of them were minor cleanups, but some of them were significant changes, like it used to be called a moderator running a formal review, and now it's a facilitator. Use cases used to have paths, and now they have behaviors. So there's actually some fairly significant changes in there. Highly recommend that if you're studying for the 2018 syllabus, you have the ability from the glossary application to get the PDF report for just the 2018 syllabus terms. Do that and study off that list because of course, given the way that things are, we've got the 2011 syllabus and the 2018 syllabus both supported at the same time. So if you just do the all terms report, you're not going to know which ones apply to which syllabus. So much better for the syllabus that you're studying, pull the report for just that syllabus, and that will really help you quite a bit at picking up all of these more subtle changes. And I think that's about it.
If someone has still some questions about the 2018 syllabus, is the best way for them to address those questions to go to the ASTQB website or to contact ASTQB headquarters? Do you have any suggestions? Maybe it's even talking to a training provider.
Yeah, it really depends on what the questions are. If you want to talk about, you know, when a course is going to be available, definitely contact your training provider directly. For the syllabus and the downloads, those will all be on our website as well, and this podcast will be posted there as well. You can always call our office if you have any other questions. We're happy to help at any time.
Thank you, Judy, for taking time to go over the 2018 syllabus and changes with us today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.